to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. All right, and welcome to the podcast. Today we are discussing the quick script buyer's presentation. As a reminder, the purpose of scripts and dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out. Yeah, week 9, buyer presentation, and you're doing the quick script, right?
Correct.
All right. So whenever you're ready.
All right. So I've already sent you my buyer's presentation for our meeting. I'm coming over to the house, or I'm calling first to confirm. Ring, ring.
Hello, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren. It's Emily. I just wanted to confirm that we're still on for today at 4 o'clock.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Okay, sweet. I did send you the buyer presentation. If you could take a look at it, let me know if there's any questions you have so we can cover those when I arrive. Sound good?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Chuck said you already spoke to him. Is that correct?
It is. Yes.
Okay, good.
Great guy.
Yeah, really nice. Well, hopefully, you know, he can get you going in the right direction. So I'll be over at 4. See you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Knock, knock.
Hello. Oh, hey, Emily.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Come on in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for meeting with me today. And, you know, I really appreciate your business and the opportunity to serve you and, you know, help you get into your home.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're looking forward to this. We can't wait. We've been saving some money here for a while now, and I think it's time to buy a house. And you know, Chuck's been great. So I've been talking to him. I got him over a couple of documents. I still need to get him the rest of the stuff. But so far, everything has been good.
Awesome. Okay. Well, as soon as you get all that to him, we can kind of find a landing spot of what area to look at. He kind of said you look good for around 800,000. So that's awesome. That's a decent price, you know, for in today's market.
Yeah, that's what we were. I really like the $1 million homes, but I get it.
Hey, well, you know what? That's next. Stay in this one for a couple years and then, you know, I can sell it for you. And then, you know, we can start looking at those other homes and who knows, you know, you might get a lot of equity in your home in the next couple of years. That's what just happened, you know, with the market going up, people just like doubled their equity. It's crazy. So they had a lot of opportunities in their home to tap into and to move up to bigger homes or whatever, you know, buy other things, buy second homes and things like that.
Right. Well, that sounds like a plan. So we'll just keep that in mind. Okay. So what are we going to do today?
So today we're kind of going to talk about what you want versus, well, not versus, but, and what you need. So your absolute must haves and your wants.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, it's pretty simple. Yeah. I mean, we must have a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, a little bit of a yard space, both backyard and front yard, ideally no HOA. If it is, then if it does come with an HOA, then at least, you know, under $150 a month, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I've seen some out there that are like $300, $400, $500 a month. And I just don't want to pay that.
Right.
So that's the must have, you know, the ideal, what we'd like to have. I mean, we'd like to have a 4-bedroom, maybe a little office space within side of it, a bigger yard that we can, you know, spend some time out there and play with entertain, play, you know, just enjoy ourselves and have a little bit of privacy outside as well.
Right. Okay.
So that's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, I'm gonna get with Chuck and see exactly where you land, and then I'm gonna set up some homes to take a look at that meet your criteria. Maybe some, that add in some of your wants as well as your needs. And then we can schedule home showings based on, your availability. And I can also, I know you said you like La Mesa, Mount Helix. I can go knock on some doors because you never know. There's people out there who are contemplating selling. And if I knock on their door and say, hey, I have someone who wants to buy your home or, at least is interested, you never know. You might get a good deal that way too.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay. I'm also going to look on the multiple listing service. There could be some people selling their homes on their own that need help with that. We can contact them. Let's see. I'm going to add you to the multiple listing service drip system, and that will auto-generate homes. And I'm going to put in your criteria and the areas you want to live in, the price we're looking at, and it'll send you homes. And then you can log in and actually, mark what you like, ones you don't like, and then I know, what we can look at and what you just don't even care to look at. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, that sounds like a lot of work.
Not really. I mean, that's what I do. I want to make sure we get you in the right home. So we need to look at a few to make sure that happens, to get you in the right place so you're happy with, where you move, right? It's a big deal. I mean, you're spending a lot of money. So my job is to make sure I get you into a home that suits your needs.
Perfect. Okay. Well, what do we need to do to I mean, I've already talked to Chuck, so what else do we need to do?
First, I'm going to have you sign this contract. It's more of an agreement, really, between you and me, saying that you'll only work with me as your agent. Once, like, if you go and be open houses and stuff, you might find agents who are willing to take you on as their client, but if you already have an agreement with me, then they know, I'm helping you, and then you stay with me. It's just kind of like I'm working for you, and you're letting people know that you're already kind of contracted out with somebody. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me. Okay.
Okay, so here's that. So we can go over that. And then I'm going to get with Chuck. I'm going to get you on that drip. I'm going to send you a copy of everything we do. Okay. Here's also this one is the buyer materials. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. The BMI. So you can sign this, and this kind of goes over what we discussed about what you want versus what you need. So
Okay.
it needs to be at least 3-2, et
Okay.
cetera. No HOA. So I'll have you sign that. And then I'll send you, like I said, copies of all this. I'm going to follow up with Chuck for your pre-approval because once you want to make an offer on a home, I need to have that pre-approval in my hands so I can send that as part of the packet when we make an offer on a home. Okay?
Okay, that works.
Awesome. Great. So, well, I'll get going on that and I'll call you tomorrow and let you know where we stand with Chuck and just finish getting the rest of the documents that he needs in. The sooner that you get everything in, the sooner we can, get going on this, if that makes sense.
That makes sense to me. So, while
Okay.
I you've given me some homework, so I'll just go ahead and start with that. And so you want me to sign this document right here then?
Yeah, these two.
All
Yeah.
right. So I
And
just
like I said,
signed.
did you have any questions on my presentation that I sent over about, how it works and what I do and how I work for you? You don't pay me anything. It comes out of the sale of the home.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that the seller pays for the commission, and it's essentially free for me to work with you. So I like everything that
But
you
it's
said.
not totally free. All I ask is that you tell your friends and family about me.
Oh, I could do
You
that.
love
Absolutely.
referrals. Okay, that's all
Yeah.
I ask.
Yeah. Well, in return, you got to give me good service.
Absolutely. That's a good, absolutely.
All
I
right.
stake my reputation on it.
Awesome. Well, then, yeah, I'll go ahead. I just signed these documents here
Okay.
and I'll talk to Chuck. We'll get the rest of the paperwork to him. I'll make sure that he gets you that pre-approval letter. I'm assuming that you're in touch with him as well, right?
Yeah, I'm going to call him and tell him you're getting that stuff in today, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, look, I appreciate you coming on over and thank you. So we'll be in touch.
Yeah, I'm excited. All right. See you soon, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so that's the script. I hope that you found it very useful. To download the script, just go ahead and head over to realestatescriptspodcast.com. There'll be a link there for you to download the script. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, or mentor for specific situations. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall at Repros, California DRE number 01853445.